Cumber Knights come off a big win last week and knocking off Loma in the season opener. Tonight they head down to Atlantic to take on a Trojan team that fell 43-27 to Glenwood on the road in their opener. Joining us right now on the Mackey Motors pregame is head coach Ryan Steinkamp of the Cumber Knights. And coach, first of all, talked with you last weekend, but I got to congratulate you again. Dominant performance against a very good program in Loma. Got to be feeling pretty good coming into this week.
Yeah, you know, some things that went really well for us against Loma, some things we definitely got to improve on. But overall, it was a good first showing for our first game.
Is that the biggest thing that you guys got to do as coaches after a week one like that, where you go out and really kind of control the game, especially in the second half, is kind of keep things tempered a little bit and understand that there are still things that we can get better at?
Absolutely. You know, one of the big takeaways was that, in that Loma game, we were down. They scored right away. We had put a drive together that, we faced some adversity and we responded well. That kind of showed the toughness of our kids, too, and it kind of reiterates to them that, we're not going to give up. We're going to keep fighting and play the next play.
Any different conversation with the guys this week? Last week at home, friendly confines this week, first road game for some of these guys, especially against a good program and a good team. So any different conversation with them on the mental preparation?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know our motto this year, respect all, fear none. I know last year, we got Atlantic at home, but, they returned a ton of starters. Second-year head coach, Coach Brummer's done a great job with them. They just played Glenwood to a tight ball game. I can't say this, but one of the most improved teams on our schedule. So we know they're going to be good. They showed some big play capabilities, and, they're steadily improving. So we'll go down there. I'm ready to play for sure.
What'd you guys focus on this week to get ready?
They have a lot of dynamic players. So, last week, Loma, three running backs, ground and pound, where Atlantic will spread you out. They got the run game going a little bit, too. So they're balanced. They like to take shots. So our guys got to be communicating and, be ready to make plays, run or pass, reading our keys and things like that.
You mentioned dynamic. Caden Anderson threw it 43 times last week. Some of that could have been because they were down 36-14 at halftime. But strong arm guy, does he go deep, or are they more of a dink and dunk, kind of like Northwestern, and try to work their way down the field?
He'll take what's there, but then he's not afraid to take a shot. He's got some very good receivers that he'll give them those 50-50 balls to get if they can make a play or not. So, our guys got to be ready for that. They'll hit you underneath. They're doing some nice concepts there. Then they're not afraid to just, whip it out there and, see if they're willing to their kids to make a play. And they did that several times against Glenwood.
DJ Vanami did have a pick six last week. How does the secondary match up? And do you feel like you can get some pressure on him and maybe force him into some tough throws?
That's always the goal, get a pressure on the quarterback. But, the Anderson kid does a good job of getting rid of the ball quick. So, our DBs got to make sure we're staying in coverage there. And we said, playing a completely different team than from Loma last week, that we're really focusing on our coverages, staying in our zones. But we can't just come out right away, because we got to make sure it's not a pass, because otherwise, someone can get loose on us. So the DBs, we got to do a good job of communicating while we're out there.
What's the matchup in the trenches look like when you guys are on defense?
They have some good size. They got several linemen over 200 pounds. The number 79 for them is like 285. So they have some good size. They know that I talk about their passing game, but they definitely want to run the ball. And that's one thing I can remind our kids of. They threw 43 times last week, but they want to get the run game going. And we have to be ready to stop that by doing our job up front as well.
Dante Hedrickton carried it 16 times out of the 28 times they ran it last week. So a focal point offensively. I remember him from last year, not a real big guy, but kind of hides in behind the offensive line, finds a crease, and then tries to explode through it. What did you see from him on film? How do you guys feel like you can contain him?
We just got to make sure we're attacking him. He's a good running back. He's shifty. He hits the hole hard. He's patient. So we got to make sure we're rounding to the ball. We can't get our eyes in the backfield. We just got to read our keys, fill our gaps, and then finish the play.
Offensively, last week, you guys explosive. DJ Vanami, 8 of 10 through the year, 132 yards, couple of touchdowns. Logan Siebenaller ran it just 15 times, but averaged 11 yards per carry, went for 171 yards and two touchdowns. So guys that can make big plays for you, even in the pass game. You had six different guys make catches, and most of them averaging 15 to 25 yards per catch. So how do you get the explosive plays, or do you feel like this week you're going to have to maybe sustain a few more drives?
We have great athletes on the team. Our goal is we want to get the kids the ball, but let them go make plays too. On several big plays we had last week, the coaches can't take a lot of credit for that. It was those kids making the plays and stuff like that. The kids just stepped up, on some of those big ones we had, and it was just letting our kids, be kids out there having fun. So that's one thing I really want to make sure that our kids understand and know that was on the field. They got to know their assignment and their job, but after that, cut it loose and go play, because we have some special kids out there.
What do you expect to see from Atlantic defensively?
They're running kind of a 4-3 defense. They like to keep stuff in front of them. They don't want to give up the big plays. So, if we are going to put some points on the board, we got to sustain our drives, keep the chains moving, things of that sort. Because they do a nice job of no home runs or anything like that. They make you have to earn it.
Imagine they're going to focus a little bit probably on trying to contain Siebenhaller a little bit in the run game, but you can also use him in the pass game. Where can you guys attack them defensively?
Moving around. We're going to try and run our normal run plays and keep up. We got to change up. They're going to have a different alignment than what Loma saw, so we want to change a few of our blocking schemes that I think will be helpful. But we just got to let the kids do our thing, and we're going to try and be our best selves against them. So I make adjustments as they line up to us.
DJ going to see more zone out of them, or do they go man to man quite a bit?
A little bit more zone. They have some basic. They have athletes on offense. They have athletes on defense. So they go a little more zone. They'll lock up the outside receiver sometimes, and down and distance things like that too. So yeah, definitely have to make sure we're reading and seeing what they're giving us.
What have you seen from them special teams wise?
They do a nice job of it. Everyone thinks watching film. Didn't really see a whole lot of them. All the special teams didn't notice it because, good special teams a lot of times go unnoticed. So they're well coached. They do a good job. So we'll have to do our best to make sure special teams play impact.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate you joining us here. Best of luck coming up a little bit later on this evening. Looking forward to catching up with you after the game for the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show and talking to you about maybe a 2-0 start and another big win.
Yep. Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach Ryan Steinkamp joining us here on the Mackey Motors pregame. We'll be back. Doug Waniger will join me for the broadcast coming up next right here on at Kick 106.7.